We did do it together, but I wasn't holding it.
Okay, we're up to Rashi, the Kivik Kama Hadar. We said that Hadvarim Hatunim B'Chalachem B'Mkuman Ein Zarich Levarich My Time of the Kivik Kama Hadar. Says the Rashbam, Kilomar. Kilomar, yeah, famous Kilomar. Rashbam. Right, we're in Rashbam. כלומר, על דעת סעודה הראשונה הוא אוכל עכשיו לסיים סעודתו. We were medayek here that this is mashma. The question is, what's the das now? As opposed to what we would assume, what was this hesech das earlier? Or what was this kavan at the time of the bracha? The lashon of the Rashbam is mashma, what's his das now? ואם תאמר המיות והנה לרבי יוחנן מהי ברייתא תיובתא היכא לתירוץ ברייתא קרב חיסדא ושאינה נתונין בחלכן במקומן מת רבי יוחנן משונין בשטעונין וככן צריך לברך לקל תירוץ היחיס. Why don't you just answer פשט תירוץ, right? The Bryce is talking אין נתון ברכה במקומן, רבי יוחנן is talking we're tuning ברכה. No, it doesn't work. רבי יוחנן סתם הקומר שינוי מקום אינו צריך לברך בכל דבר הנאכל כלומר מדילו פירש. Now the Rashbam says, listen closely, rule שהמורה יש לו לפרש דבריו יוסם מן הברייסה. So clause number one, says the Rashbam, the Amora should be more meticulous in explaining what he's talking about than the Braisa. Clause number two, says Tosus in a few places, the Braisa should be more clear than the Mishnah. We assume the Braisa uses more words, should be more clear. So Tosus tells us, the Gemara sometimes asks a question from a Lashon in a Braisa when the Mishnah had the identical Lashon. Only the Gemara's assumption is that if the Braisa meant differently, it would have specified more. The Mishnah was chosen, this is my edition already, because it was so short. So, ein darka shel mishnah lefarish. I don't assume. In the Mishnah, I have much more room to do chesurim, echsura, hachiktani, because that's the whole point of the Mishnah. It's very, very short. But in the Braisa, our assumption is, if you meant different, you should have said different. And in the Gemara, says the Rashbam, our assumption is, the Amora should have been more distinct if he meant differently. Ve'od, meaning if a Braisa would have said what Rav Yochanan did, then I would have done this. Then I would have said, hachav ma'eskinon, tunin bracha b'mkoman. Hachav ma'eskinon, ain tunin bracha b'mkoman. Either one of you awaken with me? Berech, yeah, okay. At least my faithful recorder's got everywhere. Ve'od yodin hayu ha'amorayim she'eshivu me'ahi braiso Rabbi Yochanan de'becho mokum kom Rabbi Yochanan shinu mokum enetzach levarech. אבל הברייסא שקדם להם הרבה יש להם לפרש כן וכן. Okay, so Rashbam gives us another interesting point. We have to wonder why the Rashbam needed his second teretz. He says, well, the Amoraim knew Rabbi Yochanan. They knew what he was talking about. That Rabbi Yochanan held in every instance shinui mokum tzarich levarech. Yeah, and the Braisa, so it's been years since the Braisa was authored, so you could explain it this way or that way. Yeah, very interesting Rashbam. This is a yisod that the Rishonim use, that we assume the Amoraim knew what the Amoraim were talking about. And sometimes not, like every Yeshua. Sometimes we say he thought he meant this way, but the other Amoraim said no, he meant the other way.
Yeah, it's very hard to find a rule that's 100%.
Right, and sometimes not. Sometimes you do find a rule that's 100%. Okay, back to Rashbam. So, what do we see so far? Rav Chisda quoted, "Shinei Mokum Tzarich Levarech Davka Ton Bracha L'Achreihen Bim Koman." Dafka Eintunin Brach Lachrehen Bim Koman. Yeah, that's what Rav Chisda said on his own. So now, where is this Rashbam going on? Bim Tomer Amai Utvini Rabbi Yochanan Mehach Braisit Yuvta. That's going back in the beginning of the page, right? So why is this Rashbam saying it down here? Okay, so what do we see at the top of the page? We began with a quote from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Echad shinui yain v'echad shinui makom ein tzarech levarech. And that we asked the question. We asked either Braisa says shinui makom tzarech levarech. So what the Rashbam is asking is, we just had an interesting balance that Rav Chisda offered. Rav Chisda suggests, let's make a chiluk. If it's something that's ton bracha b'mkoman, so then that's ein tzarech levarech. If it's ein ton bracha b'mkoman, so that's tzarech levarech. So the Rashbam is saying, okay, very nice. If Rav Chisda's formula really works, why didn't the Gemara offer that as a way of rectifying between Rav Yochanan and the Braisa? The Gemara didn't. The Gemara just said, Tyuvta Rav Yochanan, okay, Rav Yochanan's knocked out of the water. Why? Why not just say? Rav Yochanan, when he said, Shinu Makom Ein Tzarech Levarech, was talking about Ton Bracha Bim Koman, and the Braisa was talking about Ein Ton Bracha Bim Koman. Fair question? That's the Rashbam's question. Now, let's ask on the Rashbam for a second. When Rav Yochanan says in the beginning of his quote, Echot Shinu Yayin ve'echot Shinu Mokom, so I understood that Shinu Mokom is continuing with the Yayin. And when the Braisa says, Shinu Mokom Tzarech Levarech, Shinu Yayin ain't Tzarech Levarech, to my mind, the Braisa was also talking about Yayin. So the Rashbam just threw me away. Like, wait a second. So to the Rashbam, it's not obvious that Shinu Mokom is talking about Yayin. Shinui Makom is its own entity. You have to put a period, not a comma there. Echad Shinui Makom, period. Vechad Shinui Yayin. Next case, okay. Tzarech Levarech, Ein Tzarech Levarech. So that's one possible reading of the Rashbam. So that's a little difficult because the Braisa and Rav Yochanan were not Mechalik. Shinui Yayin, Tzarech Levarech, Shinui Makom, Tzarech Levarech. It should have separated it. It didn't. So that one possibility in the Rashbam is a little bit difficult in the Lashon. So there's another possibility of understanding the Rashbam, which is less difficult in the Lashon, but it's a bigger chiddush in the concept, even though it's not such a big chiddush in the concept. And that is that the Rashbam would read Rav Yochanan and the Braisa the same way we would, that they're both talking about Yayin. So how come he's suggesting that one of them is talking about Tzon Bracha Achrona Bin Koman and one's talking not Tzon Bracha Achrona Bin Koman? So maybe he's talking about two types of drinking wine. One is l'kiva kama hodar. You drink wine b'kviyus. And we have such a concept. The Gemara in Brachos makes such a chiluk. Yes, you could be koveya, and you could be koveya to be motzi other people, the bracha and zimun and everything. The Gemara in Brachos has many suggestions about the kviyus of wine. And then the other one's talking about you just took a sip of wine, so then there's no kiva kama. So this is a little bit of a stretch within the Rashbam, because the Rashbam doesn't say it, but conceptually the concept exists. It's not such a stretch to say that they were talking about two types of drinking wine, and then at least the Rashbam is learning the Braisa and Rav Yochanan the way we would. They're all talking about wine. Fair enough?
Okay.
So we end up with a big chiddush, though. That the Rashbam is introducing different types of drinking wine, even though he doesn't spell it out. Right. Okay. What?
You kept pressing to come back in. I think you
cleaner. Cleaner.
Yeah, I think he wanted that open. He didn't seem so happy that I closed it. Okay. Tosas. Did we do Tosas and Amud Aleph? Shinu Yain?
No.
No, we didn't do it? Okay, so start to send him an alif. Kuf alif and rabbi.
One second, I need an answer to that.
Okay. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Rav Dayan Yatzau. So we're medayik in Tosfos. The Tosfos isn't gorus the word nami. Umay risha shatu bevet haKnesset. Afagav linyan kiddush yatzu b'shmiyak tibirashid el linyan yayin. לא פתר להם כן שתה, דבי הפסק. כדאמרים יותר כיצד מכין גבי המוצי, שאם הפסיק שצריך לעזור לברך. So we discussed this, that when you're in Kiddush, when the main Kiddush, Mechila, Kvodot Tzirch Nazuz?
No, no.
When you're in Kiddush, and we said if you're in a Kiddush, in a public Kiddush, and you heard a bar, Priyagafen, so you're Yotze, provided you drank right away. If you're not going to drink a bar, Priyagafen, you want to drink a cup of Coke, no. So you'll make your shakal on a cup of Coke, because you haven't really been Yotze on the Shti, on the Birchse Nenin. You were Yotze on the Birchas Kiddush. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you trying to say that if he did drink the wine, he would be cutter from mild drink?
Oh, that's a good question. It's a very good question. I didn't say that. I just indicated it.
Oh,
okay.
I'm glad you didn't say that.
Shinu yain ein tzarech levarech. Why? You know clearly otherwise?
I keep seeing and hearing over and over again otherwise. I don't know. I keep hearing over and over otherwise.
I think that's totally in the sugya we were discussing before. Is there a kviyas to drinking wine? And what constitutes a kviyas to drinking wine? That would make the other mashkin tuffel to drinking wine.
You make this speech because someone else making the problem? Or is it because he didn't?
I'm saying the holiday is he didn't enter the question.
No, but there's a question if you have to drink if you have to drink a revit or something. Sort of larger amount for you to be put. Just taking a sip, not necessarily going to do it. That's why I was trying to verify what you said.
If you send me the question, it'll be added to the 30-40 questions that are still waiting for a response, and might actually make it to the Parsha thing this week.
No, that's okay. I still have a lot of questions from months ago that I haven't made.
Oh boy, you and everyone else. Okay. Shini yayin ein tzarech levarech. Mi hu atov v'ameitiv tzarech levarech. K'damrinan ba'aroem. Shini yayin ein tzarech levarech. Mi hu atov v'ameitiv tzarech levarech. K'damrinan ba'aroem. ופירש רשב"ם דווקא איך אדם משובח מן הראשון וכן מלאכות גדולות וכן משהו בירושלמי דסוף כיצד מכין כמה רבה רב כהנא. אמר יין חדש וישן צריך לברך, שינוי יין אין צריך לברך, שינוי מקום צריך לברך, עשה חדת כמו שהוא, שינוי מקום, משמע שרוצה לומר, דיין חדש וישן צריך לברך, לפי שהישן טוב מן החדש, אבל שינוי יין סתם אין צריך לברך, כיוון שאין ידוע שהשני משובח. מעובדת בתרח יפה לגלה, דקאמר דקו חבית וחבית מברך, מה ים ברך, ומה ביצריק שם רבי ברוך, הטוב והמיטיב, או בשם רבי, ברוך הטוב והמיטיב, משמע בכל עניין אפילו מיטב על הבישה. So initially the halacha seemed to say that שינוי יין means what? So Tosus over here really told us that the term שינוי יין in the Bavli is different than the term שינוי יין in the Yerushalmi. שינוי יין over here is לשבח. Shinu yain in the Yerushalmi is equal or lesser. So that's why the first case of the Yerushalmi is yain chodosh v'yoshan tzarech levarech. But shinu yain in the Yerushalmi doesn't mean a step up. It just means either equal or less than. From good to bad. Tov le'bish, yeah. Av de'bish a bad servant. So he says, but then you end up with a funny thing. The Yerushalmi gives you one din, and then brings you a story that contradicts that din. But that's okay, that's the way the Yerushalmi works. Everything's really short, so you could have that. So the Tosa says, but, maybe the reason he'd make a bracha on every new barrel was because he didn't know. Maybe it's a better wine. So it's not that even if you know it's a lesser wine, you make a bracha. It's if you open the new bottle and you're not sure. It was Tafshin Nun Ches a good year for Cabernet or not? You're not sure. Maybe it's better than your Tafshin Lamed Ches. Aval, but maybe, even Yerushalmi, and again, what Stos is trying to do, minimize the distance between the Shitos. That there isn't a huge part between them. He didn't know what he was getting himself into. If he knew the second one was inferior, he would not have made a bracha. I'm sorry. The big bracha here, according to the Yerushalmi, the second opinion in the Yerushalmi, is that you're thanking the Ribon Shom. Look at how good I have it. I have so many options. Even though this one's inferior, so what? But I have a Cabernet. I don't only have a Merlot, so it's inferior. What can I do? So maybe Cabernet doesn't fit the bill. You like Cabernet?
I don't know.
Okay. So he says if the last one was so inferior, you can't even drink it. Elami dochak. Then you can't say, thank God I have another bottle of wine. Okay, I wonder if that's individual or... it's probably not individual. But I'm not sure, because it's a birchas hashevach. It has to be your appreciation.
I'm not supposed to too many times to bring halacha on it, but he said as long as there's a tzad that is different, that someone might identify as more beneficial. So
he's not going with this in Tosas.
But it's closer to... What he says is closer to Tosas than what he's talking about Hashpan. Here we don't have any Hetiyuhu, we don't have, here it's even
that
there.
Aspect. I'm saying, Tosos didn't go into that.
They're one right next to each other.
Wait, you didn't see what Yerushalmi is talking about. Akol chavit v'chavit mevarech. You gotta see. Saying, it's not a raya lekan o lekan. Maybe I don't think they kept barrels at their table.
Right, but it's still in their possession. Have you, meaning that it's not in their possession, it was out of
their I don't know that I would say have you means it was out of their possession. I want to say have you, though that's what we said.
Let's if I guess at my table that have taken a very, very machmer stance on not saying Hatov Vameti, unless it's someone who unexpectedly came with a, normally wouldn't bring a bottle, it brings you a bottle from outside the house. But if it's from your wine cellar, so then you wouldn't say Hatov Vameti. Because I mean, the stam kavana when you make your boy for gafen is also including those.
If you email me, I don't think I'll get to it this week. I don't know if I'll get to it next week. But maybe after the 9 days, it'll be a nice wine topic from back then. I don't remember it well enough. I mean, it is addressed directly by the Nosek Yom and Shulchan Aruch. I mean, it's addressed. I don't remember. Back to the Rashbam. V'tzarich levarech Atosos, I meant, yeah. V'tzarich levarech Hatov v'amitiv ben b'shat suda ben shelo b'shat suda. V'yachid en tzarich levarech Hilek achina ba'adei k'demuchach ba'aroe. So he says Hatov v'amitiv falls under the same criterion that regular Hatov v'amitiv falls under. Medavka b'yayin mevachin lefi shezibluk kalmehen b'dmehen shel Yisrael latov shel ha'asrichu v'amitiv shenitnu l'kvura. So that's why they made this takana davka by wine. Yo. The Gemara over there says that they didn't let them bury the dead of Beitar and they used their blood to fertilize the vineyards, and that's why Chazal were mitakein atov ha'metiv over wine. That hatov ha'metiv, that tov, that the bodies didn't rot. Those special nes, the dead of Beitar, they found them intact to bury them, and metiv, that they actually got to bury them. They never thought the Romans would ever let them bury them because the Romans suffered so many casualties. They thought the Romans might never let them bury them. So that was considered a nace, and they were metakein a special bracha, tov v'amitiv. So that special bracha is what? That special bracha is what? That special bracha is three things. Number one, when something good happens to you and someone else. You got a new car that you and your wife are going to use. You bought a new house that you and your wife are going to live in. So you make a bracha. Tova meitiv. She makes a bracha. That's what the Mishnah Brura says. That's number one. Number two, what's a tova meitiv? That at the end of benching, after you say Baruch Hashem, Bonei Brachma v'Yerushalayim Amen, so they added a bracha, Baruch Hashem Ken Melech Olam, Atov Amitiv. So that's the second application of Atov Amitiv they instituted there. Number three, they instituted that we say Atov Amitiv over a better wine. Okay, so those were three institutions of Atov Amitiv.
See, that it's a very different chat from the other two. Here it's not talking about me, it's that the wine is Hatov, that may be that Hashem made a second type of wine also.
No, that's not what I remember. Isn't that the whole idea of you have to have, it has to be from another person who's drinking the wine also, so that it's not just good for you, it's good for the other person?
I didn't learn it from
me. That's what I remember.
Go up a line in Tosos.
Yeah, in Tosos, yeah, I'm saying that in general, I learned but that there's a tova meitiv is going on the actual wine. That's why if you make your grape juice the hadafin bracha, so you don't make a tova meitiv.
Okay.
Or if it was something more connected to the beitar pshat, that it's reflected in me that I should. But look how lucky I am that I'm improving and I'm experiencing something newer. So what's the difference about moving up from grape juice to merlot or if from Cabernet Sauvignon to Merlot.
But if their takana was over wine, so then it could be they were metakin between two types of wine.
Ah, but grape juice wouldn't fall in.
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. Gotta check. Shechli Dok. Top, I think we're going to have to pause. No, we have time. Okay, Tosot. אלה בדברים שאין טעונים ברכה לאחיהן במקומן. פירש רשבם, כגון. We ask what that means. And you notice he calls רשבם a פירש. Okay? מים ופירות שאין צריכים אחיהן ברכה חשובה מעין שלוש.
Hey, what would it be if it wasn't a פירש? It's beer? He also does perish of me sometimes.
Oh, man, Rashbam.
I'm deliberating whether to answer you or not.
Okay.
I'll tell you my educational deliberation. I'm serious. Sometimes we have to be able to understand the point. I don't know the alternative. I noticed the word pirish, okay? So I have the word pirish. You'll come across the word beer, hiksha, kosav, omar, tiretz. Fine. But sometimes it's important before I know my alternatives, because you won't always have the alternatives. Meaning I have to be able to see a word and say, okay, that word means something, and it means something specific, and I'm not sure what it means, but it's telling me something. So let me make a note that it's a pirish rishmam, not a tiritz, not a beer, not a nomer, not a kosav. Yeah?
For that you need to know alternatives, right?
No, that's exactly my point. That's why I didn't want to tell you alternatives.
You just said that I know it's a tiritz, but it's not a...
I don't know. Even if I don't know what my alternatives are, I see I have a word. I should at least recognize I have a word that needs definition. Without the distinction, meaning sometimes it's a good educational tool when you're working with beginners to show them the contrast. This is this, and that's that. And it makes our lives easier too. But you will often encounter concepts, you don't have a contrast to them. But you have to recognize that you need to define the terms, even though you don't have a contrast. Very often we had that, where we stopped on terms and I said, I don't know what this word means. I'm not sure what the alternative is. Sometimes you'll say, well, what could he have said? I don't know what he could have said. I remember for years I challenged Rav Pesin on the Chaf HaDimyon. He kept saying, the Chaf HaDimyon means less than. And then I started seeing that it does. that there's a whole different way of using Hebrew that I'm not used to.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are ways of being medame without the Chaf HaDimyon. So the Chaf HaDimyon connotes a lesser status. This is like that, that means it's not that. So for years I kept thinking, I don't get it, what's my alternative? But that's what I'm saying. Educationally, we should be able to understand something even if we don't understand the alternative. So, post a question mark. I'm not sure what the alternative is, but I have to still realize there's a specific definition to the word. That's why I wasn't sure if to give the other examples, but I'm saying, okay, now you have the other examples, but you shouldn't use that crutch, meaning it is a crutch. It's like the people who keep asking, what's the nafkamina? It's a crutch. You have to be able to conceptualize and understand without it. So you don't know, but what does this mean? That I need to know. Pirush Rashbam. Kigon. To us, it's very relevant because we also had a question how to view the Rashbam in general, as a Baal Tosus or as a Rashi. Is his goal a Pirush? What's his goal? So that's why I also wanted us to notice the Pirush Rashbam, because of the other thing.
But even, Rishonim and Achronim that are coming not to be a Pirush, sometimes they're going to be a Mefarish also.
Sometimes, yeah. The previous Tosus, he also wrote Pirush Rashbam. Okay. If you want homework, so then look up the Tosus on Beis Amid Beis in Ksubos, Parech Rav Achai. Okay, short Tosus with two important points, one that's relevant to us and one that's not, but relevant to you.
Sure.
And Rav Achai gone. Pirush Rashbam kegon mayim v'peros she'ein tzrichin achayhem b'racha chashuva me'ein shalosh u'me'aytayma ein tzarich levarech b'mkoman hilkach amida zo higmar amidato zo higmar su'udato. Did we see that in the Rashbam? Amidato zo higmar su'udato. Yeah. Amidaso Zogmar Sudaso, two lines down from Tosus Ksheheen. So we wondered about that when we saw it there. Is that the idea? It's Gmar Sudaso or it's Esachadas? Vahach Sudachriti. Vetzich Levarech Batchila. Aval Varim Atunin Brachalachahim Bin Koman. Kigon Yayin. Oh. So notice he wasn't Mechalik with the Yayin. So he already precluded the whole Rashbam of the Im Tomar at the bottom of the page, because he threw us the Yayin. Yeah? Yeah. V'chol shivat minim, the kiva kama hoda. Okay, we'll pick up here with Zachim next time.